Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sun coming up over New York City.
Well, Brooks and Dunn bringing us back one of their great patriotic songs, Only in America. I love that song. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me, and we're celebrating Independence Day in America. It's not the 4th yet. That's tomorrow. But this is our live Independence Day show, which we've been doing since the first one in 1998. Do the math on that every year since. And one of the things I wanted to say is that when you think of America, as an American, when you think of America, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Do you think of service? Do you think of sacrifice? Do you think of innovation? Do you think of what do you think about? Is it positive? Is it negative? Are you worried about America? Are you excited about America? What is the first thing that pops into your head? That's in your head, and I've got what's in my head. When I think of America, I think of a nation that has accomplished something very unique in the world, in the history, in the 10,000 year history of humanity. And I think humanity really came together. Humanity as we know it, so to speak, society, markets, communities, really started coming together after the last ice age, which was coming to an end about 10,000 years ago, when the ice started receding across Europe and the northern half of the Western Hemisphere. I consider that to be humanity, and since that time, when you look back on what's been accomplished, and the impact of a nation, a nation of people, a country, people who are aligned under one philosophy, one ideology, one belief, one set of values. I think America is the most unique of all. You've got the Roman Empire, and you got all those guys, and they made a big impact. But when you think about America, to me, America is unique because of the things that have been created. We took freedom and turned it into liberty. From those two, we put liberty into the marketplace that created entrepreneurship. Yes, we've made mistakes. Yes, there are dark days in our history. Yes, there are things that would be better if America hadn't done. But I submit that those things that we did, those things that are negative, like slavery, for example, I submit that those weren't so much national things as they were human things. And to me, any of the negative stuff that we should that happened like that, like slavery, you know, we have to mark that off to the baser behaviors of humanity, of human beings, and I think America, on balance, is much bigger than that, much better than that. And when you think of all the things that we've done, the wealth that we've created for ourselves, and simultaneously the way we've shared that wealth with others, the way we've come to the rescue of others, the way we've tried to promote, maybe not always as good as we should have, but fundamentally underlying the motivation was the interest in helping others be free. as messy as the Afghanistan war is, for example, there are women in parliament in Afghanistan today. There are women leading of Afghanistan. Young girls are going to school. As messy as it all has been over there, as many mistakes as were made, some good things happened. And I think when we look around at America, don't let the news media dwell on the negatives. Don't get caught up in the media, because the media is going to focus on the negatives, the worst part of us. And I think you and I are better than that. And I think therefore it's up to us to make sure that we form our own opinions and we have our own perspectives, our own idea of what America stands for. And I think it stands for some pretty good stuff. And I do think that we still have a lot of work to do in America to reach our high standards, to achieve our high standards. But I think we can do it. I don't think there's any question that we can do it, because we've had tough times before, as we have now. I think America will solve this. We'll solve our problems. I think we will achieve new levels of excellence in the future. I am positive. I am optimistic. I am hopeful about America's future. It's Independence Day weekend in America. We're celebrating the 4th of July here on the Small Business Advocate Show on the 3rd of July. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.